the top moments of the year right now. And I had such a hard time narrowing it down. Because I actually, let me just pat myself on the back here just a little bit. This year, for the first year in the 172 years I've been doing the K92 Morning Thang, was the first year I was really good at collecting potential clips for the top moments of the year.
Yes, you were.
Since January.
Yes.
Since last year, at the top moments of the year, I said, I am going to keep a folder, and I'm going to keep them all in there.
You've been on it.
I have been on it, which made it really hard because I had so many.
This is a great problem to have.
Yeah. Back in the day, you're like, give us three things you can remember. All right, let me go find them, and then I'll go do that. But now, I mean, I was reminded of things that it blew my mind. Mm-hmm. Monica, one of your top moments, because what we're going to do, I couldn't even narrow it down. Last year, we did the top five moments. It's impossible.
Yes.
So I have the top three Zach, the top three Antoine, the top three Monica moments, and then Monica's six-year-old Hendrix was killing it this year on the show, too. Noah, you better watch out. You have competition on the fourth member of the thing, and he's going to get his own moments, too. And Monica, one of your top moments, when I realized, I had to check the date that this actually happened this year. Because if you told me it happened 6 years ago, I would have believed you.
You'd believe that.
Long ago, it feels like.
Long 9 months without you.
Yeah, as you can imagine, it was before the coronavirus. Yeah. So, you know, you're like, oh, man. My God, we did this? We did stuff?
We did things. We lived. What was that like?
It was BC before Corona.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely it is. Yeah, sorry, Christ. We're taking that one over. I know. Yeah, it used to be
Happy birthday, whatever.
Yeah, happy birthday. He had a solid 2,000-year run of owning that whole thing. But circumstances have changed. Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and claim that one. So we're going to do the top three Antoine moments and then the Zach moments. Then we'll take a break and we'll come back for Monica and her little doo-doo butt here on the thing. Top moments of the year. A huge moment that I do believe still has some stressors and some strains in it when Antoine was presented with a very tough scenario in the hot seat. I mean, this was during the height of the pandemic. And Antoine, lover of sports, you had nothing. You had nothing to live
for. Nothing at that time.
I mean, there was no sports for 134 days. I heard that today. Somebody said that.
Oh, that's it?
It was 134 days.
I was like, 2 years.
But
I had two birthdays without
sports. This was about day 80, maybe, because he had just lost it. And I gave him the choice. I mean, you could have sports or you could have your two best friends. So you have to give up. On one side, we have sports and video games.
Oh, good gracious.
They go together. On the other side, you could have those things back, Antoine. If you want sports and
I'm
video
smiling.
Games, it's only going to cost you your two best friends.
Wow.
They're gone.
Wow. Mm. Okay, I've decided. I made my decision. I am going to keep sports and video games.
Wow.
You know what? They've been my best friend.
Yes.
They've been best friends since elementary school.
You know, delete him now, y'all.
There's no level that our friendship can go that it hasn't been already. We've kind of peaked out.
It's time to move on. I understand.
But shout out to Marcus and Ryan. You guys just been promoted.
Yeah, because Tommy and Greg were deleted.
Yes, and you know, the more I think about it, I met Tommy first when I was in the first grade. And I met Greg, like, we became close, like, in middle school. Like, that's a long time.
Like,
right?
you've done it all and said
like,
it all.
How many seasons? How many seasons of a show can you watch?
I mean, really, you're at the Grey's Anatomy point of your
exactly.
friendship.
Exactly.
Like, good guy.
Like, this
Simpsons.
Show is still on?
Yeah, Simpsons. Yeah. Man, and I tried to get Greg to come on with us
I'm
this
so
morning.
Glad that he has a job where he couldn't be on the phone today.
Greg is a regular listener and texter and harasser of the K-92
yes,
Morning Thing. Greg had to work. And Greg outed the surprise to Antoine, too. So you know what? Monica, I'm trading him back. I don't need him anymore.
He was being a good friend.
Yeah, he was being a good friend, but I don't want him. I got sports and video games.
Exactly. And I got nothing, but I don't care.
Monica, Greg is yours.
All right, Greg's my friend.
All right.
Hello, Greg.
Good luck, Greg. Don't answer the phone.
I call people a lot, and I talk.
All right, that's top moment three. Number two, Antoine in the backwards game, we learned of his secret identity. I mean, we thought his name was Antoine. And then we find out in one round of the backwards game, I don't even know what he was supposed to be saying, but it ended up sounding like Pwnshones instead. Okay. Aw, man, more chores. That's what we were looking for. We flip it back around. Okay. Aw, man, more chores. Let's reverse it around. Let's see what we get. We get...
My name's Pwnshones.
My name's Paul George.
Pwnshones.
Yeah. I think I said George. Play it again.
My name's Pwnshones.
I'm something George. My name is something George.
Phone Schnones.
Yeah. It's the first day of school. My name.
I had to stand up in front of the class.
Phone Schnones.
Phone Schnones.
Phone Schnones.
Phone Schnones.
That's my name.
Hey, you know what?
He's nervous. Sit down, baby.
It is. He grew up in Chatham, all right? They give him weird
Porn
names
Schnorms.
Out there.
Phone Schnones.
Phone Schnones. You know him. Uncle Phone Schnones.
Phone Schnones. My name's Phone Schnones.
It's nice to meet you guys.
Uh-huh. Nice to meet you.
We're going
to
do an icebreaker.
I'm pretty sure that's my daughter's favorite moment of the whole year. Uh-huh. Anytime Antoine's name comes up, she goes, "You mean Pwn Schnones?" But you know what, Monica, we were wrong. He's not Antoine.
He's not.
He's not Pwn Schnones.
I'm not.
No, he's not.
Who is he?
He's his own superhero.
Oh no,
Antoine.
Oh,
Monica.
Yeah!
Shut up,
Antoine.
Guys.
The superhero. If you were a rapper, your rapper name Antoine.
Okay.
But how would you spell Antoine? And Monica, I'm open to your idea of how Antoine should spell Antoine.
I would have to lean towards Monica because I would spell my name the way that it's.
You know, pause. This is your fault. You lean towards Monica.
I
hear that part.
I
hear it. Crap.
You made this happen.
Yep, my fault.
Okay, but return.
Spelled.
And I think you take it back to like Prince and you just become a symbol. Symbol or something like you you have just an ant and a wand. That's all. Somebody has to figure it
so
out.
So like two emojis put together, the ant
yes,
emoji
it's a
and
drawing.
Then the wand.
So
Antoine.
I feel like I need to just ask this question. Monica, do you just not want to be friends anymore? Like, obviously. She made it clear.
Look, Greg's my friend now.
That's right. He doesn't need you. Nobody needs you. That's what happens when you're a superhero. You lose all of your friends and you become Antoine.
Antoine.
Oh, Antoine. So just remember, feel free, if you ever want to text into the show, the emojis to use are the ant.
No.
Uh-huh.
And then there's no wand, but there is a little wizard.
Yeah, hello,
please
wizard.
Please don't. Stop, guys. Don't encourage this behavior. Do not play along.
Look, it's hard to spell your name. A lot of people screw it up.
That's true.
Don't bother. Just use the ant and then the little wizard. You're good to go. And you can text into 52353. Sweet. Top three moments of the year for Zach Jackson is right now. We move to number three, which I should point out, Monica, because you've joined us in studio today for the first time in 9 months. So you don't get a lot of the back and forth while we're playing songs and things because you're in the she shed. But this is something that Antoine over here brings up all the time to laugh at me when I cried at the series finale of Fuller House. This one. What? Got me in my feels even more. And I made my daughter wait to watch the finale so I could watch it with her. It's an audio clue.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no.
Come on.
Fuller House,
no.
Man.
I'm so.
Why? How?
Whatever happened to me. Whatever happened. These are simpler times. It's just a family hanging out.
Now this is.
Which episode?
Did you say?
What
hold
was
on.
It?
Let
what
me happened? Just clarify. Yes. You said Full House or Fuller House?
Fuller House.
Okay, so the corny remake.
They had their series finale, and it was so emotional because they were gonna move out. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. I guess.
Ain't nobody care. No, nobody care if
no,
you spoil it.
Go ahead, spoil it.
I bet if they had the series finale of Familiest Matters.
I would think Freshest Prince. A fresher Prince of Bel-Air. That might make me cry.
Exactly. Good comeback, Zach.
The Familiest of Matters.
Shout out 52353. Antoine's former best friend, Greg, is texting in. Antoine has become so bitter since he started losing his hair and I haven't.
Enjoy your Dallas. He is so hurtful.
You know,
oh,
of
I
course,
just said hello to my new bestie.
Yeah, you know what? Joke's on Greg, though, because he says, enjoy your Dallas Cowgirls, old friend. Well, guess what? Your new best friend, Monica, likes him, too.
Exactly. So. That shows what kind of choice he has.
Yep. You can't escape, mister. You know what else I couldn't escape? The world's worst haircut. Worst haircut of my life.
Yeah, I remember that. Monica, you weren't here to see that
but
in
I got
person.
The pictures.
I know, but you needed to.
Oh,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It was the COVID, all the stupid salons were closed, and I enlisted the help of my wife, my soulmate, ride or die. My God, the worst haircut ever.
That was awful.
I looked like Joe Exotic from Tiger King. I will let it unfold now. So you noticed my haircut on Friday.
I definitely noticed your haircut on Friday.
And you noticed that it was rough.
It wasn't your normal haircut. I walked in Friday morning. Zach was facing the computer when I walked in the studio, so I saw like the back of his head, and I paused and I looked and I was like, okay, all right.
God.
I didn't know he had enough hair for like a bowl cut, because it kind of looked like a bowl cut, but he doesn't have enough hair for a bowl cut.
Oh my God.
But it was like a fade from the bottom that it was like it was fading up from his neck to like halfway in his head. And then it was just like dark.
And then it
like,
just stopped.
They're like, you know what? Let's screw the fade. We're done with the fade. And let's just cut it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was something.
I'm shocked. It was something. My goodness.
Imagine how I felt when I saw my face.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know how that's possible. How that chunk of hair is just missing. I just don't know.
It's just gone. It's not there.
Oh, my God.
Mm. I remember that day.
Ugh, I try to forget that day.
Yeah.
I knew there was a problem when after she did the haircut. Now, actually, I knew there was a problem during the haircut because, I mean, you cut hair. I'm not a hairstylist, but I do know I'd kind of just start from the bottom and trim on up. When she was sort of just starting in the middle and just sort of poking at
it. Yeah. You can feel the damage.
I can feel problems. Yeah. And then when my daughter said, do you like your haircut? Oh, God, why? Get a mirror. Take a picture right now. It's on our socials. If you want to see, you got to scroll back, of course, to May, I think is when it was. But anyway, top moment of the year. And you know what? Shout out to Greg, Antoine's former best friend.
Yes.
Antoine don't need you no more.
No?
Because he already has a new best friend.
Mm.
Me. Guys, I have a new best friend.
Who's your best friend?
Well, they just don't know it yet, but it is...
People let me tell you about my best friend.
It's Antoine.
What?
Yep. Antoine, you're my best friend.
According to who?
I can explain. It's very simple. I realized this yesterday as I live in quarantine.
Yes.
I go to work. Uh-huh. I go home. The only person I spend a considerable amount of time with right now outside of my home is Antoine.
I don't.
Oh my goodness.
Monica, will you come back to work?
No.
Will you come back to work, Monica?
Let me tell you about my best friend.
I'm surprised you didn't know
that
was
a one boy. Monica, cuddly stop encouraging this. Let me tell you about Antoine.
We're going to be doing TikTok videos next.
Oh man, he doesn't even want to look at me because he knows the truth. I'm his best friend, whether he loves it or not. I know.
Greg's moved on. You got nothing.
Rather just be by myself. Like Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Yeah.
Me in the volleyball.
You know, we're only halfway through the top moments of the
year.
Wow. Yeah. I know. Oh, and I had completely forgotten. Somebody texted into 52353. They are totally right, because Pone Jones was spectacular, but so was Antoine's rooster that happened during the backwards game.
Oh, the rooster.
I'm very disappointed by all these ants and wizards and emojis that are coming in right now.
I do love
all those. There is way too many right now.
Keep them coming. Hey, what up, Preston?
Just remember, Antoine, when you texted his name, it's the ant emoji and then the wizard, because there is no wand.
Don't listen to Zach, guys.
You got to send a letter to Apple. Dear Apple, please.
Where's the wand?
Think
we have a wand by now.
Exactly. All right, there's more coming up here on the K92 Morning Thang Holiday Thangtacular. Top moments of the year of Monica and her little doo-doo butt Hendrix. And that continues here on the Thang. Top moments of the year. We continue to count them down. We did the top three Antoines.
Yep.
The top three Zachs.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Now we have the top three Monicas and the top three Hendrixes.
Yeah. Hendrix was part of the show.
All year.
So many moments, too, that were just food related. Everything was food with this boy. This didn't even make it in here.
Hendrix talks to his food too.
Oh, does he now? He
talked to his fries last night, and he was like making them dance. He's like, what are you doing? And he was like, they're dancing.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. Little spiral fries. He's just making them dance.
I feel like the spiral fries. They have an Italian accent because they dance around like a spaghetti all in a circle. Hey, I'm a spiral. What are you doing? Oh, I love it. Counting them down. Parenthood is an interesting adventure all the time.
Yeah.
You know, you love them. You convince yourself you love them. You do all sorts of things. You enjoy them. They drive you crazy. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you just straight up mess with them. And that's where Monica likes to spend most of her awake life, I believe, Antoine.
You gotta have fun with your family and friends, you know. You gotta mess with them a little bit.
Shouldn't everybody be having fun?
Yes.
Be quiet, Antoine.
I'm not having fun.
Monica did what I believe was one of my favorite parenting moments in the history of parenting moments. When you were broadcasting live from the She Shed, and you had a bottle of water. And it was Joe, I'd say just slightly out of arm's reach for you, just a gentle lean, and you could have picked it
right.
up. But why do that when you can call your daughter down from upstairs to have her hand it to you instead?
Forgot about that.
Yep. And would she do it? Here we go.
We'll try it right now.
To do
and
what?
Just tell Ava to hand me something that's hand already me some, downstairs.
Let the dog out. Just kind of, because I don't feel like, oh, yeah. All right,
she's
Monica's
doing it.
Let's see.
Ava. Mm-mm-mm. Hey, come here.
Yeah.
You
hear,
so
yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, come here.
Calling her down to the shed to make her do something.
Now there's a water that's right here on my little table. It's right in front of me.
I hope
my
she,
face. Like I can lick the bottle.
Oh, I love it.
Pours it on you.
This is so good.
Ava, come here. Can you hear me that water bottle right here? Thank you.
Oh, and she just did it?
She's the best. She's so nice.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
I forgot all about that, Antoine. You did see Ava Wick. We were out and he said, Ava, don't ever.
Yeah. I said, don't you ever do that again, Ava. Never again do you come all the way downstairs and get your mother a water.
I don't know, Antoine. Is it worth the risk of the consequences?
I mean, for Ava, not for me. I don't have any consequences.
Yeah. Hand the spiteful woman her water.
Pack a bag.
On.
Pack a bag first, Ava.
I can't wait for Ava's book when she grows up. Oh, it's going to be so
I can't wait for the movie.
Y'all say it so much now, I have a little bit of a fear. That
she's keeping a journal. She has all this in there.
How many journals has she gone through? 10, 12, 100, all of them?
J.K. Rowling.
One a week, yeah. It's going to be more than Harry Potter. This story, if you told me it happened 4 years ago on the show, I would have believed you. When I saw that this was a clip from this year, I couldn't believe it. I went and double-checked the date. I'm like, really? That happened this year? That's how far back this was when we learned the true identity of the legendary, the infamous Bedford Biter.
Yes.
The Bedford Biter.
The Bedford Biter. The girl that bit Monica.
Oh, yes. Tabitha.
Yes.
Yes. That was this year?
Yes.
I know. When Zach brought it up,
what
I was
up,
like,
Tab?
Wow.
Monica that was a long time ago.
She told the story of getting bitten on the playground.
Yeah.
And then there was this legend of who's the chick that bit Monica and did she really bite Monica? And lo and behold.
She texted in. We called her, didn't
the
we?
The Bedford
yes,
Biter.
We did.
Yeah, we have a clip of her. Yeah, this is simpler time. Friday, March 6th. Remember that?
March 6th.
When we could give each other hugs.
Right. Yeah. The last Friday.
When could bite people.
We went and bit people. stuff. Yeah, exactly.
And this was at Body Camp Elementary.
Okay.
And I was outside on the playground, new equipment. And we were standing on a step that led to the sliding board. Yes, I said sliding board.
The sliding board.
Mm-hmm.
Tabitha, do you corroborate the use of the term sliding board?
Yes.
Okay.
Fair enough. Yes, I do.
Right. That's what they call it in Bedford, y'all. Oh, my God.
Right.
It's the only place on earth where they call a sliding board.
I will admit to this.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I was blocking Tabitha from using that said sliding board.
Okay.
You were blocking her from using the slide. Okay.
Uh-huh. That's when she leaned in and she bit my arm.
All right. And that's where you stop. Tabitha.
Yes.
Do you corroborate everything that Monica said leading up to the alleged bite?
I'm going to be quite honest with you. I don't remember any of that.
Ooh.
Yeah. But my thoughts is, and I've always said this, if you don't have video, recordings, photos, anything like that, and you don't remember it didn't happen.
Okay. Ah, yes. We call that the Shaggy defense. Wasn't
yes.
I remember.
That's
I remember the pain.
You want to ask and you just can't because it's not appropriate, Antoine, but you do want to know. It's like, what did it taste like?
Yes. What does Monica
what
taste,
do I
like?
Taste like?
I know.
I want to know, yeah.
Can't really ask that question.
No.
And
wish you could.
Knowing Monica the way that we know her, I feel like she deserved to get bit.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she earned it. You earned it.
That little Monica, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
Big Monica does. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You know, I can tell you this much, Antoine. If there is one thing I know.
Wait a minute, sir.
What?
I heard that.
Prince Antoine.
You just sneak that in there, Antoine.
I can't help it because I want to just call you Antoine. But you got to understand, when I look over to my left, my text screen is also in the same field of vision. So all I see are ants and wands.
They're all over the place.
Whatever.
I can tell you this. I don't know what Monica would taste like in that situation, but I know it's not tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Tequila.
Too strong. I don't believe that y'all really like it. I told you.
You want some right now?
We have some.
That's
we
right.
have some
okay,
with
that's
us.
All right. That's too strong.
I can send the mighty Antoine. Oh, my God. Monica tried a tequila shot. And there was this whole trick of, like, if you put cologne or perfume on your wrist and you sniffed it, then that harshness was allegedly going to be taken away. But was it? Here we go.
I'm ready.
All right. Without further ado, I get my thought all ready.
is on, and I'm going to go ahead and do it. Okay. All right.
I think it works.
I think it does work.
I think it works.
Uh-huh. Antoine and I think it works.
Yes.
We're good to go. Okay, get ready for Monica's gulp, because she hasn't really done it yet. Here it is.
And I didn't do the rhyme. I think it works.
Here it comes.
I'm doing the lime for enjoyment.
Here's the gulp. Do you want to hear it again?
Let's go back
to the gulp. Here we go. Gulp.
I'm doing the lime for enjoyment.
No, it doesn't. It does not work for me. I don't know how y'all do it. It does not work. I'm going to throw up.
I couldn't say anything because the lime was in my mouth.
Monica, how you doing?
She said she's about to throw up.
Drink some vitamin water. Cleanse that out.
Awful. I love it. It's not a tequila marination, if we're asking the Bedford Biter. As we continue now, top moments of the year. They continue to roll on.
Yes, so many.
It's here all day. Because she's raising little Monicas.
He's a little turd. I don't know where he gets it from, really. I don't know.
All right, is that a rhetorical question, or are you just screwing with us?
I don't know. I was like, he has a little bit of an attitude. He's very... Just a little bit.
Yeah. And when you think about her family and his upbringing, Antoine, you can't pinpoint where it would come from.
I cannot figure out the source.
Jared. I said, it's something about Jared. Yes.
Yeah.
It has to be from Jared.
Because is Jared the one that accidentally fed him jalapenos? Was that Jared who did that? Because I do recall that. Number three.
I accidentally gave Hendrix a slice of pizza with jalapenos on it. It was an accident because I got half of the pizza with jalapenos, with pepperoni. And one was just in there right under a pepperoni. And he was like, Mama? Mama?
That's funny.
The pizza's really hot. I was like, oh, crap. And he was trying to take water and drink water. And I was like, hold on, baby. I gave him some milk. I'm like, oh, damn. I didn't video because it was pretty hilarious.
Of course not. Yes. Though, I suppose that's better than the alternative. We have bonus clips that we're popping in, too. Remember the day when Monica was talking about eating, quote, grass?
Oh.
Didn't sound like grass. Oh. Is there a non-food that seems delicious to you? Because I do sometimes.
Like grass? Huh? I used to like chew on grass.
You said grass.
Oh, God.
I hear it.
Yeah,
I hear it.
You hear what I'm saying.
I hear what you're saying.
I don't hear no grass.
I hear your something.
Yeah.
My computer.
Yeah, I can hear it now.
Yeah, Monica, she said, like eating grass? That seems delicious to you? Because I do sometimes.
Like grass.
Huh? Oh, you said grass.
Oh, God. I did not hear the gruff. I did not hear the gruff.
Oh, really?
I didn't hear no gruff.
It's green grass.
It sounded more like a yuck.
There was no prefix. That word.
No.
I don't know where he gets it.
No clue.
Yes, this poor kid. And you know what? Here it is. It's like she's talking about eating grass, or is she? Because she did direct her own child to eat his own butt crumbs because he was hungry.
Hendrix, he said, "Can I?" He said, "I want a snack. I'm hungry." Because every second people are hungry. Someone's hungry. And I said, "Nope." I said, "You're just gonna have to eat butt crumbs." He said, "No."
Wait a minute. Real food. No, Monty, don't you make him do that.
Crumbs. Can I just ask on behalf of everybody, what's a butt crumb?
I told him, I said, you walk around scratching your butt, you gotta eat your butt crumbs if you do that. So,
I want you to turn your microphone off. I want you to put yourself in timeout for 4 minutes.
I thought maybe this was a term I didn't understand. Like, the butt of the bread and just the crumbs in the bag.
The crumbs
go eat the butt crumbs. No, she means actual butt crumbs. No. Okay, fair enough. Joke's on us, Antoine. She actually said grass clippings. We just didn't hear.
I gotta catch it.
Top moment of the year. The kid's eating jalapenos. He's eating his own butt. But you know what? He had to resort to something. Those are the only dining options in the house. You just have to start eating your own teeth instead, because that's what he did.
I hear Hendrix, and he's like, he's in his room. He's jumping around. And then all of a sudden, he just stops. And he says, Mama, my tooth is not wiggly. And I said, it's not wiggly. He said, my tooth fell out.
Oh,
I said, okay.
Cool.
Well, where is it? I don't know. I said, what? And he said, your tooth fell out. Where is it? I don't know. I'm like, okay, I know what he did. He jumped and he inhaled the tooth while he was jumping. That's why the jumping stopped.
Yep.
Yes. And me and Ava, just to be sure, we checked over his bed. We just like try to scan over everything in his room. The tooth is gone. I said, Ava, the tooth will come back out, but we will leave it where it be.
Yeah.
Follow-up to that incident, by the way.
Yes.
When asked later, Hendrix did say best meal he had had in a long time.
So good.